This is program number LW2052. Well, there's one thing we do these days, Mom, Dad, that has made it a lot tougher to be good parents. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about television watching. Vance Packard, a noted social critic, widely read and respected, says, and these are his words, "If I were raising a child today, I would be a lot tougher about what he watched than 90% of today's parents probably are. I say this," he goes on, "because I have spent the last 5 years studying the changing world of children." You know, television has become a major part of the changing world of our kids, and I say that because of several reasons. One is just in the amount of time they spend in front of the set. They spend as much time in front of the television set as they spend in front of teachers in classrooms. Preschoolers spend even more time. Believe it or not, the Nielsen research team has found that almost 25% of all school children, more than 10 million of them, are still watching television between 10 and 11 o'clock at night. About a million of them are still watching after midnight. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel that's incredible. That's because I'm persuaded that school children ought to be in bed by 9 at the latest, allowing them to have 10 or 11 hours of sleep every night. So just from the standpoint of the amount of time children spend in front of the television set, it's a major part of their lives. Now, my wife and I have made a firm decision. We do not allow our children to have television sets in their rooms. They have been offered free ones from their grandparents, but we've made the decision because, number one, it will isolate them from the rest of the family. And number two, we are careful to make sure that they watch the right kinds of programs. Or maybe I should say that they don't watch the trash. And believe me, there's trash on TV. We don't have HBO in our house, and that's on purpose. Just as we've chosen to keep the dumpster outside the house for the collection of all the trash, by the same token, when a channel designed to bring the worst garbage into the house to infiltrate our minds is available, we certainly kick it out too. And that's not just for the children's sake. I don't know who originated the idea that it was permissible for mature audiences to eat garbage when it's just as bad for them as it is for the kids. We're concerned also about our children not turning into materialistic cynics. What I mean is, the typical U.S. youngster finishing high school these days has, in growing up, seen more than 1,500 hours of just commercials on television. Now, you know that's got to make some kind of impression. Does it all not help him to think that what you buy is what shapes life? That the more you get, the more satisfied, the happier you'll be? You know how the commercials go. Each commercial has three segments. First, the commercial shows that you have a need. Then there's the product that promises satisfaction. Finally, they show you that when you buy it, you'll jump up in the air and kick your heels together. It'll make you happy, satisfied. It's what life is all about. And it all happens in just 30 seconds. Watch your next commercial and see if what I have said is true. There's another reason why my wife and I are carefully discriminating, and I'm not afraid of that word. We don't want our children to become vulgar, callous, or promiscuous because of their exposure to pornographic materials. Now, we're trying to do that not just by prohibiting the Playboy Channel and its cousins into our home, but we're trying to guide our children away from shows likely to generate distrust. You know, shows where the law is laughed at, where two people not married in bed with one another is treated just as a so what. We're trying to help our kids to understand that there are values. There are such things as morals, a definite right, a definite wrong. You see, we try to develop a relationship with our kids, and in that relationship, we have things we agree on, decisions our kids respect. And the things agreed on are not just arbitrary decisions. They're all founded upon the Word of God. You see, we have a common respect for God and His kind of morality. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you are a parent, follow me and my wife in this as we try to follow Christ. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.